You're now tuned in to Cartier Show.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
What up, though? We back, man. Episode 3. We in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm here with the special guest host, my wife, Tajane. She ain't changed her last name yet. What's up with that?
Hi. It's just a whole process, but moving on.
So here's what we got to do for you. You got to turn you to an American, because right now she's French.
Why are you just exposing me right now?
Secondly, you know... You got it. What else? What else you got
to
do?
I need to get a new passport. I need to change my name. I need a new license. So.
Okay. What's your social security as well?
Shush.
Okay.
Man, yeah. It's just been a crazy time. So, you know.
It has been.
These past couple of years.
Yeah.
But honestly, the 20s have been crazy. And I'm already tired. I'm not even halfway through.
Yeah, man, I'm not even a quarter way through. So thanks for letting me know what I got in store.
I mean, it's cool. Like, I like getting older, but yeah.
I don't like getting older. I like staying young.
I can't wait till I'm like 40 and just like doing my shit, man. I can't wait. I'm so excited to be like 40. Like, by then the baby will be off to college. I'll be a new spring chicken.
What the hell are you trying to do?
I'm trying to be on these vacations, on these brunches. I'm trying to have these drinks daily. No, I'm playing. What
kind of lifestyle you trying to lead? Then knock it off. I ain't about to be there for any of that shit.
You see this? He don't want to live lavish with me. Don't worry. You'll learn.
You gonna learn. I'll catch you on one of these vacations.
What you mean?
Anywho.
All right. So at just 21, you started your own business.
Yeah. Lifesaver Roadside Assistance.
Yes, sir. What endeavors should people in their 20s be exploring?
I think.
You know, whether they've graduated or they're already working somewhere.
I think people should be exploring in fields that they really care about.
Mm-hmm.
I really cared about helping people, and I also cared about working like hands-on with stuff. And with Lifesaver Roadside Assistance, I was able to, you know, I was able to be hands-on interacting with people. You know, it really helped me grow as a, you know, communicator to the people. And yeah, it is something I like to do. I like to help people. I like working on cars, you know, changing tires and stuff. It's really introductory for me, but and I see myself eventually, you know, doing a lot better with it.
I like that. You know, it doesn't have, like, starting this or that business doesn't have to be the end all be all. Like,
yeah,
you can constantly grow it.
I like to say so the difference between my philosophy on business is the difference between owning a business and being a businessman. See, owning a business is that you own that one business and that's your primary source of income.
Mm-hmm.
Being a businessman is somebody who get paid to do business. And when I say, I mean, like, just doing, like, you can have multiple businesses and that's a businessman.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, a bit, okay. Like, just because you got one business don't make you a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm a businessman because I got multiple businesses. I get multiple streams of income. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
I got the Lifesaver. I got this podcast. I got the Uber Eats. I got
stocks. Going on.
Yeah, it's all that stuff going on. That's being a businessman. But just owning a business and all your sole focus is on that business and that business alone that's just owning a business.
Mm-hmm.
But a businessman, he does multiple things.
Yeah.
Business related. So,
what about for people who don't necessarily want to own a business? You know, they just in their 20s, you know, they're just trying to figure stuff out. What do you think you should do? Not even necessarily like career wise, just in general, like life wise.
I think if you don't have anything to figure out, you need to get your ass a job so you can get some cash.
Of course, and
have a, you know, steady income, you know. And then, you know, you focus on owning a business.
Mm-hmm.
Because first things first, you know, you need to make a living. Yeah. Everyone needs to make a living, you know, especially in these days when the fucking McDonald's, you know, large fry costs $4, you know. you need to make a living. So
for the Mickey D's.
Yeah, you can't need, like, a hot and ready is damn near the same price as a large fry McDonald's. So what you need these days, you know, you need to make a living.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have a business idea and you want to get started, or you already got it started and you plan on, like, you want to make money with it, mm-hmm. I say first things first, you need to start working full time on making a living and working part time on making a fortune or a profit.
So definitely, like, if you hadn't learned it in school, learning how to manage your time.
Yep.
And this, I feel like, you know, in your 20s is when you have a lot of energy, more so than, you know, when you're older. They say your energy starts to go down as you get older, naturally. So when you're, you know, younger, you're in 20s, this is a time for you to really just hit the gas, you know. Even if you're tired, definitely take time to rest, but, you know, don't stay stuck and slow now.
Oh yeah.
When you can, you got all your life ahead of you, but you know.
Yeah, you got to keep that drive going.
Yeah, you got to start.
Oh yeah. Most of these motherfuckers still in park, you know.
Yeah,
still
in park, yeah.
Don't even got the keys to the car.
Yeah, I guess that's really what life is like. You know?
Yeah,
you're just driving the car and you don't know where you're going, so you just stay in park, or you could just start driving.
Or you got a destination, but you know.
So, what do you see people worrying about in these years that may not be of that much importance?
One thing I see people worrying about that's really not important in the grand scheme of things is really, really just, you know, caring about stuff that really shouldn't be cared about, like going on Instagram and seeing somebody with the new car, seeing, you know, somebody else's relationship, seeing somebody else's success, or seeing somebody doing some stupid shit and like, oh man, they lit. I want to do that. I want to be like them. I want to be doing crazy shit all the time like that. It's like, really, that's not something, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, partying, you know, seeing somebody else's life on the phone instead of living your own life. It's like, that's not important. What's really important is getting your life together so you can become the best you can be.
Because
mm-hmm. when you're looking on Instagram and trying to be like that, that's not you being you. That's you being somebody else.
I think it can just be confusing, though, sometimes. Because, say, before the internet, you know, your parents, and even mm-hmm. when you were younger, you had people that you looked up to, people mm-hmm. you wanted to be with when you were younger. Now, in this day and age, we just have social media, and it's just so much... You know, you see a lot more people living a type of life that maybe you want. It's not the same
mm-hmm.
as it was back in the day. And the, you know, the actual people who are influencing us, they're a whole different genre of people. It's just like social media influencers. When back in the day we had, like, you know, like we had like artists and... You know, people like running different movements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like we did have different type of role models. Nowadays, that's just the role models that people see.
Yeah.
Like the influencers and stuff like that. So it can be hard to be like trying to figure out what you want in life when those are the examples that you have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we need better examples.
Yeah, I think people just worry about. They, you know, I think you said it before, they worry about other people too much and don't focus on themselves. And really, this is a time, like, I feel like in your 20s, you become very aware of a lot of things that aren't working in your life. And some people just feel stuck by that fact and they continue to play into that cycle. Or some people are like, let me make the change to become better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to stop worrying about other people, what other people think. And because really, it's really no relevance to you at all.
Yeah. The sooner that people figure that out. Sorry, guys, that is my son. He is crying about something. But the sooner people figure that out, you know, not caring about somebody else's, like what you said, I think that's the sooner, you know, you can become successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and start worrying about yourself.
And it's not as, you know, easy as just talking about it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these things, social media, stuff like that, it has its grips on people.
Oh, yeah. It becomes a way of life.
Mm-hmm. I think there's that new show on Netflix about it.
Oh.
Social Dilemma.
Let's watch that.
Yeah. But, yeah. I think that was all for that question.
Another thing I think that people find important that really isn't important is what other people think about them, too.
I just said that.
You said that, too?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about... Serious?
Yes, I literally just said that.
Well, I'm not about to jock your flow. So, we're going to go into an ad real quick. I got to get some bills paid. I'm tripping.
All right.
And we back. Episode 3 of Cartier Show. Tajanae in the building. Special guest host, a.k.a. the wife. What's the deal?
All right, so let me know. What do you think people should be focusing on in their 20s?
One thing I think people should be focusing on in their 20s is, you know, building the foundation. Especially in the early years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, any field that you want to be in. I think the 20s is, you know, building a foundation for that.
Just developing those skills.
Yep, developing skills and learning tricks of the trade or whatever you're doing, you know.
And we're definitely in a, like, you know, just this techie generation or whatever, yeah. Where you have a lot of resources to learn these different types of skills. Mm-hmm. And sometimes for free. So a lot of times for free.
Yeah.
So it's just actually doing it. I think some people get so, they got like this tunnel vision and they want everything that they want like by 25. Some people, you know, some people do that. Some people get that. It's not a big deal. But then, you know, sometimes you got to slow build and you got to just accept where you're at. So yeah,
some people are different, you know.
Everybody's story is different. Yeah,
some people's meant to be, you know, famous at the age of 21 or famous by 18. But some people, I learned that the hard way myself because, you know, I was trying to get the fast buck and, you know, get what I think I'd get a lot of money early.
Mm-hmm.
By doing a lot of crazy stuff like stock market, just betting on anything, not actually doing the research, which is why I say the 20s are the formative years. You know, you should be doing your studying on business, you know, looking up stuff and doing your research before you actually do a lot of it, before you become an investor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what I wanted to do, but I didn't do any of the groundwork.
Yeah, it's just this, it's a really good time to just focus on developing yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see the type of life you want, but the type of life you want, you're not going to have with the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to become the type of person who has that life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you can, like, just because you got $1 million doesn't make you a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's a different mindset. You know what I'm saying? It's like being a millionaire is having multiple properties, knowing how to keep your money, save your money, be wise with your cash, but not, you know, just having $1 million doesn't make you a millionaire.
Yep.
I think being a millionaire is just much more to it than that.
It's a whole different mindset. So you got to shift. Like, you can't be in the mind. Say you grew up, like, really poor and you struggled to make it through school. Yeah. Or even maybe you couldn't even afford to go to school.
Yeah.
And then after you're like, I want to be a millionaire. And then you're just hustling, working all the time. But you're not really, like, learning anything. You're not taking time to learn yourself. You're not going to have a millionaire mindset. You're not going to become a millionaire without it.
Yeah.
So you got to have the mindset before you have it physically.
Yeah.
Because what is, like, you can create only what you can envision. So whatever you're visualizing in your mind is the type of life you're going to create for yourself. So you have to be really careful about what thoughts you're putting into your goals or whatever.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it was like just having, like I said, $1 million doesn't make you a millionaire. Like, it's a lot of people that have, that are millionaires, but have a poor mindset,
mm-hmm.
you know, still broke in their heads.
Yeah. Even people who are become, I think I'm just reading this book. These guys, they were working in like Fortune 500 companies, making six figures a year, but they were constantly in debt and like just super unhappy with life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's more than just the money. It's the mindset and it's the lifestyle.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, what are your top two tips for anyone hoping to start a business? Whether that be a business similar to you service, a business online, like, you know, what are your general tips?
First thing I would tell somebody to do is to get all your paperwork squared away. You want to get your business insurance, you want to get the LLCs, you want to get all the taxes and stuff right, because...
So I see this stuff all the time, you know, similar to what you're saying, like, mm-hmm. you know, get the paperwork, get an LLC. What are those things? Like, you know, how do I go about getting them?
Well, LLC is a, you know, it's a type of business. It's different types of businesses. Like, you have a sole proprietorship, which is what I have. It's a life-saving roadside assistance. It's just the one person operating the business.
Mm-hmm.
You have a partnership. That means it's two or more people operating the business together as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have LLC, which is a limited liability corporation, which means, like, if something happens, then all the blame doesn't fall on the owners mm-hmm. of the business, and then they wouldn't have to pay out of pocket all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, then you got a bunch of other stuff like conglomerates and stuff, just multiple businesses and corporations, all that. It's a lot that goes into different type of businesses, but
yeah,
the major ones are just the LLC and all that. You want to get those licenses from the state, like going on the internet and just looking up how to get an LLC and all that, and getting your insurance, your business insurance, business liability insurance and all that. So, you know, you won't be at fault for everything, you know. You'll have somebody that can take a blow for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that was your first tip.
Another thing I would tell somebody that's starting a business is to don't give it the drive, you know what I'm saying? I had a bunch of goals that I wanted to set, that I wanted to accomplish with my business. And, you know, at a certain point, I actually gave up on my business, which was, you know, which is if I hadn't have done that, you know, I would be very far ahead right now in those goals, or I'll achieve them. Like, because right now it's just, I feel like I'm playing catch up now, because if I would have.
Yeah, but, you know, those are your own goals. So you're not really like playing catch up, you know, stepping back from it is probably what you needed to have a different view of how to go about things.
Yeah, I mean, I just think if I would have stayed at it, because I think at a point I got discouraged because I let one mishap, you know, because I think it was a car that I couldn't jump or something like that. I just started, like, mm-hmm. one of the very first jobs I did.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do a jump start, but the other car wouldn't turn on. Or I connected the jumper cables to my car and their car, And then when I went to go start my car so I could jump their car, my car wouldn't turn on.
So I was like, damn, maybe this isn't for me.
So yeah, that's what I was like, man, I'm gonna stick to this one thing I'm doing to get this money. I ain't even gonna do this roadside no more, man. I messed up the person's car. I messed up my car. I had to call somebody else out there to jumpstart me. You know, yeah. I feel like a, you know, but it was all.
You gotta let your failures be your lessons, not your losses.
Yeah, so that's why if I would have, you know, I lost the drive there.
Yeah.
Instead of letting that be, you know, a stepping stone for me, I just lost my drive. You know, and I took that failure as a lesson. You know, and it was just like. After that, I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna jumpstart nobody else with my car anymore. It's gonna take away from my battery. So I'm just gonna get a portable, you know, jump starter.
Mm-hmm. And that's just this other book I was reading, which I think you would really like, but
I'm not gonna read it. Yeah, I don't read.
But this book is actually really good, and it's talking about something similar to what you're saying. Just when a problem arises, you can't just be like, "Well, this I'm done with this." Like. I can't do this. This obviously isn't for me. You have to really develop. And it was pretty much saying people who are entrepreneurs, people who really just naturally have that skill, they're driven to figure things out. Like they can work either working with their hands or just kind of like, you know, working things through their head. They have those skills to figure things out and they don't always get put down by losses or failures or whatever. So yeah. This is a really good book. It's called To Build the Life You Want, Create the Work You Love by Marcia Sintar.
Ooh.
This is a bomb book. I have to tell
you. I mean, but they're not paying me, so don't even mention
it. I'm sure this book is so old. Look at the cover. This is one of those books you see in the doctor's office.
Who's the name?
Marcia Sintar.
Well, Marcia Sintar needs to cut a check to the Cartier show. You understand?
But no, for real. This is a really great book, especially if you want to get into entrepreneuring, if you want to get into having a business. It's like literally, and she's not like, you know, kind of like candy coating it. She really just is straight outright about it all. And I'm just like, damn, you know, sometimes you just need that slap in the face. So
yeah.
It's definitely motivational. I love this book. And I found it by chance, so that's why I love it even more. Mm. But yeah.
And it's like another thing about bits is like listening to Jim Rohn. He said one thing in one of the speeches he said. He was like, don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, after that failed jumpstart, I was like, man, I wish I could have did this. I could have avoided this. And mm-hmm. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm just wishing for it to be easier. And just instead of wishing like I could have did something better, I could have been a better, you know, roadside assistance person, yeah. Or just developing new skills or getting new things to help me, you know,
yeah.
Take me to another level instead of just complaining. And
I think a lot of people are in this kind of similar mindset where they're just like, I'm tired of being my own liability. Like, if I want something done, I just have to go do it. I can't keep complaining. I can't keep saying it's not for me. Like, I could do it if I wanted to be better.
Yeah.
If you don't want, like, a lot of people don't want to judge themselves and say, maybe I'm not good enough or maybe I can step it up.
That's the best part. I mean, that's the best thing for you to do. Mm-hmm. Once you finally...
When you can be real with yourself.
Yeah, when you can be real with yourself. Like, man, I used to say to myself, man, I am a piece of shit. What the hell am I doing, man? Like, what did I just do? Why did I do this?
When you mess with me?
Huh?
You say that when you fight with me?
No, not at all. No, but it's just telling yourself, like, you could be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I think not beating yourself up or shaming yourself for that, like, you know, shame yourself for where you're at. Like, yeah. You know, I'm not there right now, but I could get there.
Yeah.
It's possible for me to become what I want to be.
Yeah,
I don't have to be sad or upset or stay where I'm at because I feel like I'll never make it. So
yeah. I don't think people should. Yeah, it's another somebody else said that. I think his name was Les Brown. He also said something about that. He was like, don't say that you can do it, just it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Now, a lot of people can, you know, say that they're going to do something, but, you know, you never know what you can do, what you can or can't do.
Until you do it.
Yeah, so don't say that you can do it, just say it's possible. Don't say that you're going to change, just say it's possible that I can change. And if I work on it, then I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really about, you know, speaking life into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading this book.
Of course you was reading the book. We're two different people.
I'm always reading.
She reads a lot. I don't read at all.
But not even just the book, just, you know, a lot of things like videos I've watched, motivational speakers and stuff like that are always talking about, you have to be cautious with how you're saying things. You know, I'm not even going to get real philosophical with it, but the Four Agreements, another favorite.
Here we go. They're not paying us.
One of his like major agreements that he says is really important for you to adopt this into your life is to be impeccable with your word. So he says, speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. When you're speaking or when you're writing, you're literally, they say you're casting a spell. You know, you're spelling, you're casting a spell. So whatever you're saying or writing, you're bringing that to life as you speak it. So you just have to be really cautious about what you're saying about yourself, you know, about life in general.
Yeah. With that being said, let's get into some more sponsors. This episode of the Cartier Show has been brought to you by Lifesaver Roadside Assistance. Lifesaver Roadside Assistance provides top quality roadside assistance to those in need of emergency automotive services such as jump starts, tire changes, auto lockouts, and fuel deliveries. All at extremely competitive prices and remarkable arrival time. Here at Lifesaver, we not only help our customers make it home safely, we save our customers cash and time. So let us save your life by calling Lifesaver Roadside Assistance. Currently in the King and Kitsap counties of the state of Washington and coming to Detroit soon in the month of November of 2020. So give us a call. Welcome back. Hope you guys enjoyed those beautiful ads that I put inside of the TV show. I mean, the podcast. We're back with Tajanae. What's the deal, baby?
All right. So with the work you're constantly putting in, give us a little visualization of your life in 10 years, you know, when you're at 31.
At 31?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing now, I think in 10 years, I think Lifesaver Roadside Assistance, I think that'll be one of the premier businesses. I think it has the potential to be one of the best businesses in the state of Michigan for towing the roadside. Mainly because just how my drive, and if I keep my drive the same for the next 10 years, you know, I feel like it can be one of the best, one of those ones with, you know, $1 million contracts and all that. Tom, serious. Just get contracts with, having multiple contracts with different companies, like the state troopers, you know, doing towing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Contracts with all types of different businesses, AAA and all that.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff in the stocks, a lot of investment, real estate, doing all that. You got a lot of stuff, man. You got a lot of stuff planned for the next 10 years, man.
All right. What about, like, how you living?
How living? I feel like next 10 years, I feel maybe another son, maybe another daughter, something like that. Yes, that's up to you. But,
what type of house?
Oh, I'm definitely not going to be in another apartment. 10 years at 31, I'm trying to have a crib.
Owning a place.
Yeah, I'm trying to own a house. Somewhere ducked off, you know, pretty big house, 31. 31, in 10 years from now, I plan on having some money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Being a person of influence in my city. from where I come from, you know.
Okay. Just, and what you gonna do when all these groupies come your way?
What are you talking about, groupies?
Yeah, these groupies.
I don't have any groupies.
Yeah, not yet, but in 10 years you could.
Okay, if I got groupies in 10 years, guess what?
I'm out of here.
No, you're not out of here. You're still in there. They're just groupies.
I'm just playing, baby.
Listen, I already know. But, oh, actually, let me tell you guys the stunt that this woman pulled on me. So when we first started the Cartier show, I have an Instagram. Go follow my Instagram page as the_Cartier Show on Instagram. I first started the page. I got a couple of followers, mostly family, and a couple of other accounts that I have follow myself. But I figured out we got another follower. I was like, who the hell is this person? And then I get a DM on the Instagram page. It's like, hey, I saw your page. I think you're kind of funny with the, you know, blushing face emoji. So I show my wife the DM, and then she start hating because I got some groupies now. And then a few days later, I realized it was her. She made a fake account.
No, I didn't make a fake account. I already had that account.
Okay, so she had a duplicate account, and she used that account to try to test me on what would I do if I had fame ever.
Oh, man.
So how'd I do?
Did good. You didn't answer.
Yeah, I didn't answer. I'm not answering no foolishness.
Mm-hmm. I know that. You don't answer any of my texts.
Okay. Well.
All right. Well, let me say, like, a little bit of visualization of me in 10 years. Hopefully I have a little business going.
Hopefully.
Something small on the side, because I don't think a business is what I like, you know, like my major thing. I think I definitely want to go into some type of work relating to what I majored in, or at least developing a business related to that type of work. 31. Hopefully by then I've already had all the kids I'm going to have. So I'm done with kids.
Okay.
Having kids. And then after just, you know, living this life, having a home, doing this real estate stuff with you, you know, we have some plans we want to do together, which is going to be probably when we're a little older, just how to give back to the community. So just hopefully working on those and actually starting some legit planning and bringing them into existence.
Oh, yeah. If anybody knows about Chosen Generations on 7 Mile and Fleming, I plan on buying that very, not very soon, but in the next couple of years, I feel like I'll have enough to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, just slowly but surely envisioning a better life, or not even just that, just living in a better life every day.
What's the definition of a better life?
Like, I don't know, for me personally, I mean, you out here working, I'm just stuck at home. So better for me would be doing something up my shit. You know?
Yeah, doing what you, yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah,
I think, but you gotta do what you gotta do if you wanna do what you wanna do. So right now you gotta sit back and, you know, watch the baby while I'm out
and
working.
I'm using this time to develop my own skills and understand myself and read a lot, to learn a lot.
And I'm not reading at all because
Let's see who's going to be.
let's see who finishes out strong.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah. Growing together, really. Hopefully in a super good place in our marriage at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby will be what?
In 10 years, nine? He will be 11. What are you saying? 9? What are you talking about? In 10 years?
Shut up. I can't count.
Of course you can't. Jesus Christ. Knock it off.
Ooh, my heart.
How you going to be when you go to kindergarten?
You already know how I'm going to be. I'm going to be crying. If I'm working, I'm going to have to take off work.
Don't do all that. Stop.
It's just, baby, you see I be crying all the time.
All you're doing is just going to school. Knock
but
it
it's
off.
Just like, you know, it's just different. It's crazy. I'm thinking about it. Damn, like one day we're gonna have to send him off to college, or if he goes, it's gonna be crazy. Like birds out the nest.
Yep.
Dang, it's a little Tweety Bird right now.
He's a big Tweety Bird, big crybaby. That's what he is. Knucklehead. What'd he be doing right here? He'd be sneaking in the cabinets. And
don't you think that's so crazy though? Like he's a little guy now. And then in 18 years, he's going to be so different. We're going to be so different.
Yeah. I'm still have to put
crazy.
Him down. It's
crazy to think about, you know? Like, yeah. Yep. I don't know. And then I think about, like, damn, my mom had me when I was a baby, and then she just sent me off to school. Then I got married. Like, no wonder she'd be stressed.
I think she got... Let me stop.
No, no. You know, I think the biggest thing in your 20s is being aware of yourself and being aware of what is really important and what's not. Now I'm about to go take care of this baby. I'll talk to you guys next time. Good night.
Well, she's gone, but I'm still here. This your man, Cartier. Come let y'all know, man. Hey, be safe out there. Peace out.
Big time hustler, Cartier customer. 3 bands for a nigga to be buffed up. Diamond chains chunked up and neck chilly. Cartier be the freshest nigga in the city. From LA to Philly. Come fuck with me. Won't stop till the damn feds come get me, nigga.
Ain't never gonna catch me, man.
It's just like that.
Yeah.